I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another cycle of clashes broke out last week in Aleppo, Syria, between the government and the Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says
the government of Syria really wants to assert its control over the entire nation. And the Kurdish people have aspirations to have their own autonomy.
Though serious, Hosni says the clashes will likely blow over, not cause a refugee crisis. In Syria's continuing chaos, God is at work and you can be part of it. Partner with Horizons to support the growing network of church planters.
A lot of the believers that came to Christ, you know, as Syrian refugees in Lebanon, at our ministry centers and our partner churches, a lot of them have now gone back to that area of North Aleppo.
And in recent days, Russia's carried out a series of destructive attacks on Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says civilian infrastructure is a primary target. The most recent attack plunging over a million people into darkness. With temperatures dropping to 5 degrees Fahrenheit and below, people are searching for ways to stay warm. SGA is equipping local churches with wood, coal, pellets, and generators to help civilians in need.
The church begins to reach out to these homes to provide them wood, coal, and other needs.
Even as the church provides warmth, stress from the war remains. Many people feel overwhelmed and struggle to see a future.
So even though we are helping them with heat, we need to help them with hope.
Mock says the gospel helps churches shine in the darkness, and that's the goal of every effort. Pray that believers use their resources wisely and share the gospel boldly. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.